There are two more shows to come in this year's Riverfront Nights series. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Jeff Stiles about the shows. Stiles booked all the acts again this year, but having done that, he's now happy to be just another listener relaxing by the river, enjoying the music.
Sleepy truckers, prescription haze. They ain't slept in days.
This is Samantha Fish. She's the headliner for this week's show in the Riverfront Nights series. Many critics agree with Jeff Stiles when he says she's one of the best up-and-coming young blues guitarists at the moment. As one writer from Kansas City, her hometown, noted, many listeners, men anyway, may initially be more interested in the way she looks than the way she plays. But it's her playing that keeps people coming back, according to this reviewer, who wrote, "When you witness Samantha Fish live, whether it's the first time or the tenth, it's impossible not to be wooed by her presence. The long legs, short dresses, and hourglass figure are surely attention-getters, but that's not it. Her vigorous attacks on the strings of her signature model guitar surely play a part, as does the sinewy voice with which she carries a song. But there's more to it than that. The blonde-haired phenom radiates warmth, and in her finest moments shows off an artistic force that seems impossible and almost unfair given her age and relatively short, quick path to the upper reaches of the blues world."
You were my medication. I need a straight shot. But these miles are peace of mind.
She's a blues rocker. I mean, from the first chords, that first song, it's, you know, your hair is going to catch on fire at some point.
Give me more before this panic sets in. The wheels fell off a while ago. I just can't afford to start over again.
Samantha is known, again, by blues musicians. There's no reason she shouldn't be, I mean, just a superstar in her own right, as much as a blues, you know, player can become a superstar. I was sent a little two-song homemade burn CD, just two tunes, and it was a rough demo off of what it was to become the new album. And just one of the booking agents I trust. I said, she's going to set this place on fire, I'm telling you. I mean, she's getting, anybody who comes to Kansas City wants her to be on stage with them. And her band's good. And I think people would just be surprised. Plays so hard. I mean, I think she could jump up with any band. I just don't know. I mean, beyond, I mean, serious cookie monster, you know, vocal, hardcore thrash bands, and hold her own. I just don't know if there's anybody out there rocking any harder than she does when she wants to. She tends to like to stretch it out, and that's something she does share with Anna. I mean, the, you know, that video I was talking about, I think that video was 13 minutes long. And that, I love that. I mean, that's the ideal show. I mean, that's one of the reasons I was a Deadhead. I mean, it starts and it just doesn't stop. You know, I mean, just you get the groove going, just let it go. And I love that. I don't know. I think people go. They're going to be very surprised if they think that they're coming to see a feminine, you know, weepy whaley, where have all the flowers gone, sort of thing. They're going to be very surprised. And she's coming to play. There's no doubt. I mean, she needs a stake in the South.
And you can blame it, on me can blame it,
Samantha Fish is the headliner for the Riverfront Night Show this Saturday, August 29th, starting at 7 o'clock. The following week is the final show of the season. It's Labor Day weekend, and the headliner is this band, Stokeswood, a five-man band of multi-instrumentalists from Atlanta. They've been voted Best Local Rock Band by the readers of Creative Loafing in Atlanta in 2013 and 2014.
This was one, it sounds very much like it could have come straight out of 1982. The difference being that they do have that, again, I hate to overuse that word so much, that jam quality. And I just mean they get into a groove, and if they see the audience reacting to it, they're not going to get out of the groove. They're going to stay there as long as they can. You know, they have a couple of kind of shticky things that they do. They got a great light show. They know that light shows for the young folks today, you know, there's EDM artists who are good and there are EDM artists who are terrible, but they still draw crowds because of the quality of their show. But they switch instruments. I mean, actually, while playing, they will actually switch instruments. Everybody there, they're all multi-instrumentalists, and they'll just all of a sudden, you'll look up and you'll realize that the guitar solo, just the guy doing it just shifted. You know, you looked away for a minute. The electronics helped them with that, obviously. But it's just, I don't know, just a little something different. Every member of this band, other bands would like to have them and just pick one. They're just great guys and just have a lot of fun. That's the thing. And that's the thing I think about Riverfront Nights is that, you know, there's just no denying it that we have hit the fun vein, you know? And bands recognize that too. I can only think of one band that I think that played downward of expectations. And even at the end of the show, they were there. They got where they needed to be. And I just always tell them, it's not a listening room. They want a party. And earlier, London Souls, he played the last song with two strings. They got off the plane from Europe, got onto the van and came here, and he broke. Strange. He literally had no replacements. It was an hour and 15 minutes, and he was just wailing. I mean, and they weren't holding up. And so that last song was kind of an improvisational wah-wah pedal of the fest. And there was nothing left. I mean, there was just nothing left. But, I mean, the crowd didn't care. You know, they really didn't. I don't think anybody even knew it. I said, it was really bad.
The way you talk about it, you've obviously got a lot of affection for it. I what is your role going to be in Riverfront Nights from here on out? Are you just going to be a spectator? You're not going to be involved at all anymore?
I'm going to be sitting way back in the back and enjoying myself. I mean, I everybody asked if I missed it. No, I haven't missed it. I've been there every night. I was so involved. I don't feel like I'm out, you know, at this point. I'm just not having to work all day, and that's nice. Just show up down there. I get to bring my dog and hang out. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, when it gets down time to it, I mean, if I see a young artist, I'm going to want to call and put the bug in somebody's ear. But I know me, and I'm not good at doing things halfway. I know a lot of my coworkers probably laugh at that, but, I mean, if they really thought about it, I get very obsessive. And if it's just not getting done, then I'll tend to do it. And the next thing you know, I'm wearing 20 hats. And, I mean, you know, I would come in and put up flyers all over campus and stuff like that. 55-year-old dude walking around in the hot sun putting up flyers. I mean, come on. That's crazy. I ought not be doing that. I mean, that's
Do you get to listen to the shows in a way you didn't when you were organizing it and looked as if you were right in the middle of
Absolutely.
Everything?
Absolutely. because people are not talking to me as much, because I make myself foreboding. And the sweet spot is not, you know, right in front of the stage. I mean, unless Rebecca's down there, she really wants to dance, I'm not going to get out and just dance on my own. And so I can go out and get where the sound's good and just not make eye contact and just listen about the music. I've really enjoyed that.
So what I'm getting is you're done and dusted and you're happy about it.
As of right now.
If you'd like to join him, relaxing by the river, listening to the music, details on the last two shows in the Riverfront Nights series are on the website. Just Google Riverfront Nights, Chattanooga. The WUTC's Around and About. I'm Richard Winham.